Hi, I'm Jen Banyard, and this is an excerpt from the opening of my latest novel for middle readers, Riddle Gully Runaway, which is coming out this August. Will could see it up ahead, the 20-metre-high, gravity-defying loop of extinction the roller coaster was named for, looming against the sky. 10 minutes earlier, he and Polo had laughed at the terror on the upside-down faces of the passengers, their hair flying beneath their heads, their pleading screams as they hurtled around the loop. Now Polo and Will flew at it headlong, their car rocking side to side. They whizzed upwards. The passengers shrieked as a single organism. For a second, Will saw the gleaming steel roller coaster rail below. Then they whipped downwards. As Will's insides were catching up with the rest of him, they rocketed into an S-bend, right, left, right, to the groans and squeals of the riders behind. They missiled towards the string of tattered flags that marked the finish. Then, as violently as it had all begun, invisible hooks grabbed their carriage and yanked them to a dead stop. A lanky teenaged attendant, his baseball cap angled over an ear, leaned across and unlatched the bars. He offered a steadying hand. Polo didn't seem to notice it and sprang unaided onto the platform. "That was insane!" she screeched. "Let's go again!" She hurried toward the exit steps, shouting over her shoulder, "I'll pay for you, Will, if you've run out of money." The attendant hauled Will from the car and gave him a nudge, but Will remained rooted to the spot, his legs wobbling like jelly snakes, the mob pushing past either side. He stared like a zombie, his mouth hanging open at the attendant's chest as though hypnotized by the image on his black T-shirt. "You, Will, you don't look so good." Polo was making her way back along the platform to her friend. Will's skin had taken on the colour of boiled cabbage. The ride attendant unplugged music earphones and jerked his head towards the exit. "Move along, please, buddy." Pushing a t-t-t-t cymbal sound through his teeth and dipping his head to the beat, he shrugged and took Will by the armpits. With Polo alongside, he eased Will along the platform and down the metal steps onto the grass thoroughfare, Will's feet trailing unhelpfully. "Take it easy, eh?" said the attendant, plugging in his earphones and springing back up the steps for the next round of victims. Will stood on the pathway, swaying, with the crowd at the Riddle Gully Annual Fair snaking around him and Polo. He tried to breathe deeply, tried to focus on something other than his squirming insides. "Gee, Will," said Polo. "I've heard of people going green before, but I've never actually seen it. I've got to get a picture." She pulled her camera from her pocket and snapped before Will could summon the strength to duck. Two youths eating hot dogs with fried onions and pus-like mustard sliding down their fingers stopped to gawk. "Watch out," one laughed. "This one's going to blow." They were rocking together, pointing at Will and sniggering, when, with the same suddenness the roller coaster ride had come to an end, everything Will had eaten at the Riddle Gully Fair that afternoon, the hamburger with egg, sour cream wedges, chocolate muffin, corn dog, two donuts and large blueberry slushy, rocketed up his throat and propelled themselves in a colourful arc towards the boy's feet. Polo clapped a hand to her mouth. The youths gazed from their spattered shoes to Will and back again. Both looked like they wanted to beat him up on the spot, but were too disgusted to go near him. They stalked away, muttering and swearing, hurling their hot dogs onto the path. Two ravens flew down and began stabbing at the pink meat, hopping back and forth as pedestrians passed.